News on KCIM is brought to you by Commercial Savings Bank. Our interest is you.
Good morning. I'm Nathan Cones here with your KCIM 7 o'clock news. Several local producers will be featured during the 2025 Iowa State Fair as part of the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship's Choose Iowa Kitchen Demonstrations. Choose Iowa, launched in 2022, was created to showcase the many Iowa-grown or Iowa-made goods available in the state, as well as connect those producers directly with consumers. Each day during this year's Iowa State Fair, they'll be featuring a cooking demonstration at 1 p.m. in the Maytag Family Theater Building and the Grand Concourse between the Iowa DNR Building and the Barksdale's State Fair Cookies Building. The opening day presentation features Mike Sexton of Sexton Sheep from Rockwell City, who will provide the lamb for Chef Ian Robertson to prepare. The next local presenter will be featured on Sunday, August 10th, as Mike Holden of Moo Meats out of Scranton provides beef for Chef Kareem Surreal to create a Dominican-themed dish. The presentations are free for fairgoers and do include samples for attendees to try. Over the course of the 11 days, nearly 30 Choose Iowa members and award-winning chefs will present. For a look at the full schedule of kitchen demonstrations and more information about Choose Iowa, you can follow the links that are included with this story on our website. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she's working out an agreement to deploy the Iowa National Guard to help federal immigration enforcement efforts in Iowa. Reynolds says she met with Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, who approached states asking for help.
What we really looked at was like logistics and processing is probably the way that we would look to help from a state perspective, but that's subject to change, and I don't know the numbers at this point. I think they're still seeing how many states are doing it and what that'll look like.
Reynolds says they need to see what would be involved in helping out.
We'll see what that looks like and make sure that we have, you know, we've got a large deployment going on right now, too. I think it'll be, you know, we're trying to decide if it's Title 10 or Title 32 or what that falls under. The federal government would cover the cost on that.
Reynolds says she is waiting to hear back from the Secretary of Defense before she provides information on how many troops could be deployed.
There's a lot of things that have to be worked out before we have any specifics on start time and what that looks like moving forward.
Some 1,800 Iowa National Guard soldiers are on a deployment to the Middle East currently. They're about a month in to that 12-month deployment. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources recently highlighted a hidden gem in Sac County, that being White Horse Access. With prairie, timber, gravel pits, and the Raccoon River weaving through it, White Horse Access sits just a few miles east of Black Hawk Lake and offers a rich mix of outdoor opportunities for paddlers, hikers, hunters, and nature lovers. The public area was initially developed to provide river access and has since expanded to 613 acres, roughly half of that being timber. It also features prairie, oxbows, and those restored gravel pits, making it ecologically unique for the region. White Horse Access is shaped somewhat like a question mark, and its natural segmentation allows more users to enjoy it without it becoming crowded. Around two-thirds of the access's area has been added in just the last decade, so growing very quickly there. A recently burned, reconstructed prairie now blooms with native wildflowers, and the nearby gravel pits offer fishing and paddling access. White Horse also supports uncommon Iowa wildlife, including prairie skinks, smooth green snakes, and threatened mussels found in the river area. Iowans are encouraged to search for public lands in their neck of the woods using the DNR's Public Hunting Atlas. A link to that is included with this story on our website. Go check that out, 1380kcim.com. The Carroll Public Library is excited to announce that their summer reading and checkout challenge goal of 26,000 items has been surpassed. From June 9th through August 2nd, a total of 27,105 items were checked out over the course of those 8 weeks. Along the way, special prizes were earned, including library stickers, bookmarks, and library swag for patrons, all the way to the ultimate goal of playing pie in the face for the kids who participated in the summer reading program and that checkout challenge. So last year, the community celebrities were the victims of a pie to the face, but kids wanted to participate in that fun. So it'll be the kids getting on the hot seat this year. So the game will be played at the summer reading finale party, which is coming up this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Wall Lake City officials are inviting residents to join them for a new community coffee initiative to stay up to date with the latest events and new developments in Wall Lake. What started as a chamber coffee to promote businesses serving the area has since expanded now to allow for discussions on various projects and to answer any questions residents might have on things going on in the community, including public works, city council agendas, things along those lines. The first community coffee will be held today. It'll be at 9:30 a.m. at the Wall Lake Community Center. Light refreshments will be provided, and of course, all are welcome to attend. And that will be wrapping up your look at news here in the 7 o'clock hour on KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Nathan, for the news update. Once again, your news here this hour on KCIM being brought to you by Commercial Savings Bank, tailoring financial solutions for Carroll County residents since 1917. Check out all your local news available on our website, mobile app. Anytime, you can get that mobile app just by searching KCIM in your app store.